Okay, here we go. We'll start over again. So, Satnam, hello. Our master, Yogi Bhajan, just entered the field of this call only moments ago. We had a sighting, like a Bigfoot sighting or something. He's laughing. But it's a big master sighting. It's a really, and he did, he said, you can, it's okay to laugh. He is saying that, yes, I did, and I do have big feet. Anybody ever studied this feet? We always touch this feet. And, oh, wow, that's another experience. But touching his feet, I got the same kind of, okay, I got the same kind of feeling when I touched his feet when I was in his physical presence. I got the same kind of feeling I get now where my head just starts opening up and expanding like we were all feeling. And I remember, like, touching his feet one time I was in L.A., and he was working with my chakras for, like, 2 days afterwards. I was in an altered state. I was in one of those, you know, I would have been, I was sort of rolling around, and if I would have had to function normally, I definitely would have thought I was a crazy person. But it was that same kind of feeling. So I'm feeling it in my heart, and what I was seeing, what I am seeing, is kind of like when you see those pictures, like in National Geographic or whatever, of that lightning being filmed, like over New Mexico, like that ambient lightning that just comes, crackles in the air and like lights up the dark sky, like almost like the sky looks purple. What I'm seeing is he's saying that he, that they're happy to be the guides here, happy to be working with us today because they're, we're basically like grounding in this ambient lightning field where they're sending this crackling wave to break up the static of 3D programs that people, you know, buy into, basically, that are no longer applicable. Windows update. The window that people look through the world is not the truth. So, yeah, we're getting a Windows update for the world, and we are holding the field. And because, as I said, at first I was going to say he's going to be downloading the codes for us, the new frequency codes that he does every week, but he said, no, wait, we're decoding first. And you guys get to help hold the frequency field for decoding, breaking up these dense thought forms, because he's saying that once all this happens, once the fan is turned on, the fan of true information comes through the media, he's saying it is going to bring up a lot of people's stuck emotions, let's put it that way. I'm trying to, like, word things nicely here. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Stuck energies. So he's saying we're going to need to really beef up this electrical frequencies in the field, the fourth and fifth dimension, that are penetrating 3D so that people can move quickly through their shadows. We'll put it that way. So, okay, thank you. That's what he told me. We're our job this week. So thank you, sir. We are happy. We are privileged to be a part of that frequency day. To be holding, as he said, yes, you guys are powerful workers, and we have an assignment for you this week. Okay, good. And it does relate to the astrology. We'll talk a little bit about the astrology. And he's saying, while this is happening, just to remember everybody to deep breathe and just, you know, exhale, long deep exhales, and stay grounded. Let the exhale come, make sure the exhale comes all the way down from our third eye through our heart chakra into our first three chakras, our legs and our feet, our roots. And so that he said, as you exhale, on the exhale, and I'm feeling this right now, he said, focus on feeling the bottom of your feet and feel your feet tingling. wiggle on the exhale. And that's how you'll know that you're grounded. He said that's what they're asking us. Okay, good. Oh, great. Nice calibration, everybody. Thank you. Ah. And then, of course, on the inhale, we get recharged with this ambient electrical current. So then we can get the voltage, the frequency voltage, the upgrade. We can get our windows upgraded. Yeah, there we go. All right. So we'll correlate this to the planets. The planets. We have actually until January 17th, we've had for the 2 weeks, the 5th through the 17th, Venus in retrograde. And that's Venus going into the underworld. So that Venus is, of course, the ruler of Libra and Taurus, the second house planet, the ruler of the second house. And, of course, Venus has to do with beauty, the arts, which would be our creativity and our self-expression, that which we love. It has to do with actually loving one another. There's a concept on the planet. And that which attracts us. And it has to do with also that which validates us and makes us feel value. So it really has to do with what we value. So Venus going into the underworld, which means that it's going into the unseen, that which we can't see. So when Venus emerges, it's about revisioning that we can re-see or re-view. Don't you love that word? Re-view. Getting our windows updated. That we can review how we see the world in a whole new way. So we're about to have Venus rise up out of the underworld so that the world can be seen in a totally new way. And of course, as it comes out of retrograde January 17th, that would be a beautiful, beautiful time to see some of the truths that we've been talking about in our government and politics and things be seen so that we can review what's been going on and people can, as a collective, choose to review and choose to move into the truth of what's truly beautiful. So people can review their values once they can see what the truth is. So that's really what this is about, and this couldn't come at a better time. We are ready for a revisioning as a collective, not just, you know, as we say, so to speak, a small minority of light workers. It's ready to have a collective revisioning review of how we see our mother and Gaia and the Earth, which is what we're also dealing with our, remember the Jupiter and Cancer that we've been talking about? Well, Cancer is the mother energy, so that's Gaia, Mother Earth. And Jupiter, anytime we want expansion or to open up our hearts or open up our artistic abilities, so Jupiter is how we actually move forward and expand the life force with Mother Earth. So it's going to be a big time, it is a big time, for people to really notice their relationship with the Earth. I mean, we have perfect, just Linda kind of moves into her new house near the forest. And, you know, we're talking about the beautiful places we want to be on the Earth. It's really a time, you know, for, again, the mass collective to notice their, everybody's relationship with the Mother, the Jupiter in Cancer. So it's revisioning. That's another really big astrological, planetary astrological alignment. So the planets are talking, and yeah, we'll see how it all shows up, so to speak, in 3D, what happens on the TV, yeah, in the media. And we also have Mercury in Aquarius. So Mercury has to do with Gemini. And the third house, so we had second, now we go to the third house, and also Virgo in the sixth house. So this Mercury is the mind having to do with you know, how we think about things. And it also, this is important for what we're working with today, it has to do with the nervous system. So it's about recalibrating the nervous system and the nervous system of basically everybody on the planet so people can handle the truth, so people can adjust. And you have to have a strong nervous system in order to be able to change, right? So it's interesting. We've got Mercury in Aquarius, so it has to do with the nervous system and communication, how we communicate the media. And it's in Aquarius. And, of course, what age are we moving into? Aquarius. Yeah. So that's the 11th house community. So we're moving into understanding that we live as a community on Mother Earth, Jupiter and Cancer together. Like, we have to live together, you know. We're, no longer are we going to be allowed to constantly be threatening and blowing each other up, and nuclear bombs are not going to be allowed anymore. So Mercury in Aquarius, it's a catalyst. It's, Aquarius is the reformer, the inventor, individuality, knowledge, and being humanitarian. So we've got Mercury in Aquarius. Oh, yes, I love it that the astrology is supporting us. And then we have Sun, Venus, Mercury, and Pluto, all in Capricorn. So again, Capricorn is what? An earth sign. So Sun, yeah, well, I think we need the Sun for light. Okay, I think we need Venus. That's how we love on the earth. And we have Mercury and Pluto, and they're all in Capricorn. And so this is definitely, this whole time, the planets could not be stimulating the desire for those that pay attention, those that feel. And all this water, of course, everybody's going to feel something, even if they're wet, or even if they're slipping on the ice, or even if they notice they can't get out of their driveways, or their truck has slipped on the ice or something, getting out of the driveway. Everybody's going to be influenced by the water element, which is feeling. So even if people only feel frustration because of all the water or whatever it is, they're starting to, the feeling element, the water element is stimulating people's feelings. So if they just have to start with frustration, and then they can, that wakes up their nervous system so they can breathe and have to incorporate more feelings, then that's fine. Then that's where it starts. And that's a good thing. So with 2014 being ruled by the water element, as we were talking about last week, being a you know, a 7 year, which is water element, this is a year where people are going to start having more feelings. And of course we've seen, you know, the media tells us some of those negative things about that. People have strong feelings about things, and we won't go into that right now, the negative, but just suffice it to say that people's feelings are going to be intensified, and depending on where people are in their process, their Pluto, in the underworld process, their shadow self, it, you know, may trigger some kind of uncomfortable feelings, and then that will allow people to be clear to experience the feelings, the more refined, the Venusian refined subtle feelings. Okay, so let's read that. I don't know, I started getting the hiccups. I don't know when I've had hiccups, like a year ago. I don't know what that means. People may feel that their lives are getting changed by forces that are beyond their control. But it also has to do with feeling things more intensely. So we have Mars in Libra, which is an opportunity to balance our actions, our Mars, which pushes us forward, moves us forward in Libra, to balance our actions, to balance our relationships, to bring that which is in balance in terms of how we partner in the world with whatever it is into balance. So we really people really get to look at that. They get to look at all their, how they move into the world and bring their relationship with that world that's outside of themselves into balance with their internal world. Wow, so I'm like pretty happy about the planets right now. I think they're just totally telling us what we need to know and showing us, and it's kind of good to know how these are all lining up to support the change that we are being, because we want to see it happen. The change that is happening. Beautiful. Okay, good. Okay, just felt the shift. Okay, I'm, Yogi Bhajan is telling me that what we're doing as a group, holding this field, this crackling electrical lightning field, he's saying that it's working. He said, you guys have powerful auras. Thank you. Okay, good. And he said, yeah, this can enliven and heal you too. So for us, also, if you want to just breathe that in, and if there's some area that, for your personal intention, or something you need healing about, you can kind of direct it that way. Use the energy in your own personal ways, too. Okay, great. Good. Yes. Bye. Yes, go ahead. Okay. So, last week, we started working with the Mool Mantra. We started with Guru Nanak, what caused Guru Nanak to change into, to move into an enlightened being? He disappeared underwater for 3 days. When he went out for his morning bath, his early morning bath, pre-sauna bath, his cold shower, it was about 500 years ago, and he immersed himself in the river Vahi to take his bath. He kept walking out further and further until finally he was engulfed by the depth of the river and swept away. So it was thought by the villagers and Mardana, child's friend, that he would reappear at any moment. But however, Nanak did not reappear. So they were totally convinced that he drowned, that he'd been carried away by the strong currents of the river, or that he'd drowned and been eaten by wild animals or something. But at sunrise on the third day, Nanak reappeared from the river, from the water element, and was totally transformed. And he was in the light. He was enlightened. And as he reappeared from the, emerged from the river, what did he say? Ik Onkar. He merged into that field of oneness. There is a field of oneness that everybody can merge into. And that's what we're going in now in the Aquarian Age, this field of oneness where everything is known. So we're in, as history has a way of repeating itself, we're in this moment of merging into the water, into the oneness. And I love swimming myself because I just love that feeling of merging in the water. I feel, you know, it holds you up. You can, it's easier to move through it than walking, you know. So there's that field of oneness. And this is what the higher dimensions are, as we know, that there is transparency, there is oneness. We're aware of our connections. We're aware of our relationships. We see the connections. We see how we affect each other. We can see how we affect Mother Earth. We can see how when we eat GMOs, you know, that they affect the body. We can feel that. We can feel into. We can be in the field of feeling. We're merged. So we're doing what Guru Nanak did. We're merging in the water, in the feeling element at this time. So that's why Yogi Bhajan told us last week that to merge into the frequency of Japji, Jap is meditate and Ji is soul. So meditate on the truth of your soul, which is our soul is merged in the divine. So that's why Yogi Bhajan is suggesting that we chant the Mool Mantra. And, you know, everybody here on the call probably does, but for other people that are listening to the call, if you want to just listen to Japji or read Japji in the mornings or, you know, that this is a really powerful time to begin to vibrate with the alchemy of Japji so that our body will become more attuned to those merged frequencies of the truth. And then we'll be vibrating at the level of consciousness where Guru Nanak was when he came out of his water experience. So, yeah, so Yogi Bhajan tells us what he's saying specifically is if you want to know the science of infinity, you have to understand Japji. If you want to know the science of infinity, you have to understand Japji. So, this is really a beautiful time to experience that. So, let's go ahead and breathe, and we'll move into the Ekonkar, the chanting portion of our program today, and merge with that consciousness of Guru Nanak, of the enlightened master. So, let's see here. Om
Sakar Mor Dajuti Jaipam Mor Prasad Jap Ahad Sat Jugar Sat Ehrishat Jahane Kosi Bita Ekam Sakar 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 Sakar
I'm I'm I want to talk to you, so when's a good time?
Either later today or tomorrow. I'm
what?
Getting ready for my yoga class tonight.
What time?
I'll call you in a little bit.
Okay.
But I just, I thought the call was awesome today. Thank you, everybody. I'm just kind of feeling those new frequencies right now that are going through my nervous system. But I like that image of the electricity, the lightning in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was also thinking, too, while I remember it, if anybody has Netflix, I saw this great movie on Netflix the other night when I was just kind of bored and too tired to do anything else. It's called Into the White, W-H-I-T-E. And it's based on a true story, and it's about these takes place in World War II, and these two planes, they actually shoot each other down, a German plane and a British plane. And it's in Norway in the winter, and three Germans and two British chaps, they both end up winter storms. They both end up in this small, there happens to be a little cabin, Norwegian cabin, which is not inhabited that time of the year. They both end up in this cabin, and it's about their dynamics and how they work things out and end up kind of becoming friends. It's really interesting. It touched my heart so deeply. So if anybody wants a little Netflix recommendation, I just felt it was really a great story for this time period, how people work out their differences and end up becoming friends. And they kind of are questioning their values, too, like, oh, why are we going to war? And anyway, if you have a chance to see it, I think you would kind of be captivated by it, as I was. So just wanted to throw that in there.
Thank you for the game.
Thank you, everybody. So have a great week. Make sure you're floating on top of the water. If you need to breathe and come up for air, breathe deeply. And the little mantra is suggested again for this week. And just feeling the feeling of oneness. And if you want, also it's suggested to listen to Japji. So I think that's it for now. And I will look forward to being with you energetically in our meditations and connecting with you next week.
Thank you. That mom wanted to thank you, everyone. That mom.
Love you, everybody.
Thanks.
Bye.